go back on politics for just one second, but I won't stay there for long. It's almost not politics, it's more humor. In Texas recently, they were trying to deny tax-exempt status to a Unitarian church because they didn't have, apparently, enough dogma, which was cool. So they start with Unitarians because it's... Well, I don't know why they would do that, so deny them. And then you'd probably go to Buddhists because they don't talk about God, and then I assume the next step is to go to... my mom's temple and take it away from the Jews because it's the wrong God, and then you go to the Muslims and take it. Anyway, very interesting place, Texas. You also can't buy a dildo there. There was a recent sting operation where two police officers posing as a married couple went to a sex toy Tupperware party. And the woman who sold them a marital aid was then arrested for selling something for the stimulation of human genitalia. Cool place, Texas. They have really good beef, though. So I'm kind of being catty now. I'll get out of it soon enough. I'm probably in a strange mood. My wife and I just had our first real argument in... at least a year over a little kitty. You see, I walked into the house a week ago and she was on the phone and I heard, oh, my husband's here. And she just looked at me and decided to keep talking and I heard, well, I have to hand feed them. And you see, the thing is, I used to go away on tour and she would ovulate and then I'd come home and there'd be a new kitty or a hamster or some kind of pet. So I was home for this one, but she just hadn't got around to telling me. She'd seen this thing about adopting or foster parenting little abandoned kittens who'd been found in the field. So they, of course, ended up being foster parents. And of course, you can't really be a foster parent to a kitten without keeping it. So, and although I like babies of any species, I'm not really a cat person at heart. And there you go. See, and not cat people are proud of being not, well, not really a cat person. And we're ending up with another cat, probably. And I can't help feeling like I was manipulated into it. And I ended up, I mean, it's one of those things where it had to be semantics. One of us was going to get the wrong end of the deal. And so I decided I would get the wrong end of the deal. Because the kids, of course, all vote for keeping the cat. And so if it's simply Laurel versus me, then it's one vote versus one. But this way it's four against one, so I'm fucked. Anyway, so we have a new kitty. Her name is Delilah. She's a black tiger. Damn it. Actually, I can't play that. I gotta play a song about killing animals. About my friend Ben Folds and when he was a kid, although it's based on a true story by, and I fictionalized 99% of it. The setup is true.